You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yep, just like the guy just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time right now, 2.08 p.m., Thursday afternoon, February the 3rd. I totally missed the fact until this morning that yesterday's date was 2-2-2-2. That was worth noting, but I forgot about it. Today, the Right Side Way, every day I open up with some thoughts on some things. Listen, do you remember a few years ago when Gladys Knight sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl? Well, it was at the height of the time when Colin Kaepernick, you know, that guy that failed at playing football but succeeded at becoming a liberal icon? Yeah, that guy. It was at the height of the time that Kaepernick set the stage for liberals to believe that it was acceptable or righteous or even expected that people should kneel in disrespect of our national anthem. Never mind the fact that every one of those knucklehead pro athletes that took a knee is getting rich off the free market capitalism they're so quick to decry. Anyway, I digress. Gladys Knight was interviewed by the uber-liberal Don Lemon from CNN before singing the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl. He wanted to know, get this, he wanted to know if she, Gladys Knight, if she was making a bad career choice. Lemon was arguing that her career would suffer if she didn't make some gesture in support of the kneelers and Colin Kaepernick. Here's her response. You ready? Quote, "People are going to have their opinions about whatever. All I can deal with right now is what my heart says, okay? I grew up with the national anthem. We used to sing it in school before school started. We used to say prayers in school before school started, and we just don't have that anymore. And I'm just hoping that it'll be about our country and how we treat each other and being the great country that we are." Wow, what a quote. Right there in the middle of all of that and pretty much being told that she, a classic case of success in America whose talent had escalated or had just taken her to heights that could not have ever been imagined. He's suggesting she's got a bad career move for daring to sing the national anthem and not taking a knee. Colin Kaepernick's lawyer, a guy named Mark Garrigo, said that performers who sing the national anthem were, quote, crossing an intellectual picket line. Whatever. What Don Lemon did not count on was that Gladys Knight did not apologize for not kowtowing to his liberal dogma. You see, liberals seek out the apology because most liberal beliefs stem from a victim mentality. I am disenfranchised, therefore you should apologize and acknowledge that you are my oppressor. I don't have as much as you do, therefore you must have privilege. I don't feel comfortable hearing your opinions, therefore you should be silenced. I'm offended by your very existence, therefore I should ensure that you cannot be seen or heard. I mean, that's it. They come from that victim mentality every single time. Think about it. Every time there's a conflict with liberals, it stems from not being willing to back down. Willing to cave. And apologize for simply not agreeing with their wackadoo, nonsensical inability to cope with reality. You remember John Cena, the alpha male, former wrestler turned actor celebrity? The former WWE star dared to tell a Taiwanese news outlet that the island was going to be, quote, the first country that can watch his new film. China and liberals alike were incensed. How dare he refer to Taiwan as a country? Well, all right. Well, Taiwan views itself as a democratic sovereign state. Broke away from China in 1949. The People's Republic of China, though, believes otherwise, claiming that Taiwan is just a territory. It's vowed to regain control there eventually by force. And so what did Cena do? Cena addressed the backlash with his tail between his legs on the popular Chinese social media app Weibo. That's right, he did. And in Chinese, he said, "I made a mistake." He said, "I made a mistake. Now I have to say one thing, which is very, very important. I love and respect China and Chinese people." He was apologizing for recognizing Taiwan as a sovereign state. Well, just think about this. It moves on. How many mayors and other public officials chose to bow a knee, literally, bow at the head of a Black Lives Matter protest march? It happened all over the nation. I know for a fact of a sheriff in Etowah County who bowed down and demanded that his deputies do likewise. Mayors in Alabama and elsewhere, and what did it actually get them? Well, liberal Portland, Washington Mayor Ted Wheeler's a classic example. Wheeler himself stood with crowds of protesters who launched fireworks and threw garbage and started fires inside a fence put up by federal law enforcement outside of a federal courthouse. And at the protest, he gave a speech bashing Trump's decision to bring federal agents to enforce the law and protect federal property, and praising his own acquiescent police reform measures like reducing the department's budget. And did it help? No, not by a stretch. The crowd actually turned on him, and they destroyed even more of his city. And now Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler is desperately, to this very day, trying to rebuild the police department that he tore apart. My point is this. Apologies have their place. When we're wrong, we need to own the wrong and confront our own actions and ask forgiveness of those that we have hurt. And that's wholly acceptable, but it's also completely separate from my point here today. Today, what I'm suggesting is that begging forgiveness from those who only want to hurt us and tear us down only emboldens them. Liberals seek the apology so that they can bolster their own claims of victimhood. See, I told you we were victims. That's why you apologized. Well, every time we give ground to liberals, they demand more. Every time we apologize for the simple aspect of having a differing and well-intended value or belief system, they pounce for more. It is antithetical to believe that if we apologize for being right, that they will agree that we are right and should be allowed to move forward in our right beliefs. No, they want blood. They want capitulation. Liberals demand apologies, but they have no idea what to do with people who don't cave to their demands. Don Lemon, he was so out of his league with Gladys Knight. Well, listen, I'm a Christian. I'm a conservative. I believe that God is good, America's exceptional, Alabama's beautiful, and that there are still absolutes. I believe, like so many of you, that limited government, strong families, low taxation, school choice, free markets, and the value of a strict adherence to the U.S. Constitution are all things that are worth fighting for. And I make no apologies, not for any of it. And right now, I think I might go download some Gladys Knight to play on my playlist. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, it's true. I mean, literally. By the way, do not mistake my comments for you should never apologize in life, because if you're wrong and you've offended or caused harm, then you do owe an apology at that point. That's right. But apologizing for being right from someone who demands simply that you capitulate to their belief system? No, not by a stretch. Not by a stretch, because they only want more at that point. And they want to use you as the example of why they really were the victims, and you proved it by your fake apology. Oh yeah, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.